At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right.
Yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo.
Huge week for Philly sports. And let's face it, for us, you know, we said the Eagles and Phillies were total locks to win titles this year. And sure enough, our prediction coming true. And, the Eagles, you saw it, people. They totally clowned the Cowboys. But, of course, the foolish mainstream medias, you know, they got to say it's not a true win because they beat the backup QB, Cooper Rush.
Oh, and, please.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to set everybody straight on this BS, including our guest today, Dallas Cowboys writer RJ Ochoa from SB Nation. And their site, Blogging the Boys. What kind of name for a website is that, anyway?
Yeah,
clearly he's using us and our huge reach to get hits for his website there.
Yeah. Do people even still read blogs?
That's a great question, Tony. You know, we'll have to ask him that, among other things. But before we get to all that, up top some business, a message from our good friends at Pennzoil. Are you using oil in your car that's not Pennzoil? Well, why don't you just take your car straight to the dump and leave it there?
Yeah, in fact, while you're at the dump, you should just leave yourself there too.
Yup, Pennzoil.
Yeah.
All right, now that we got our business out of the way there, it's time to get to one of our most popular segments where we go over everything that happened and told you everything we got right, as usual. It's time for Where Paulie and Tony Were Right.
Where Paulie and Tony Were Right.
Well, we told you it would happen last week, and sure enough...
Yeah, we did.
The undefeated Eagles remained undefeated, making mincemeat of the Cowboys, winning by a decisive score of 26-17.
Wasn't even close.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of idiots out there, you know, they're claiming that Philly's last two wins against Dallas are somehow BS because they were against backup quarterbacks, you know, Cooper Rush and Ben DiNucci. But, you know, we've been saying this for years, Tony. We've been on this. It's harder to beat a backup quarterback. Isn't that right, Don?
Of course. With backups, there's no tape to study, so it's hard. Starters have tons of tape out there. This is why teams have figured out Tom Brady. Teams have more tape on him than Bill Belichick does on all his hidden camcorders combined.
Terrific perspective there, Tony. And, you know, Bill Belichick, let's not forget, lost the Super Bowl to a quote-unquote backup QB in Nick Foles, you know, probably because his VCR must have been broken that day or whatever.
Yeah, strange how that worked out.
Yeah, but, you know, let me ask you this, people at home and in your cars, wherever you're listening. Who is harder to beat? Okay, ask yourself this. A QB with around a 50% win percentage or a QB with a 100% win percentage in Cooper Rush? Wouldn't that person technically be unbeatable?
Yeah, exactly. Learn your algebra.
Yeah, and you know, one more point here, Tony. You know, people keep calling Cooper Rush the Cowboys' backup quarterback. What?
People. Makes no sense.
He had started the last three games for them. That was his fourth game in a row. Doesn't that make him the starter?
Absolutely. Let's say you go to a restaurant. You order a starter off the menu, like potato skins. But then, all you eat for the whole meal is potato skins. Then the potato skins weren't the starter. They were your entree.
Terrific analogy, Tony. All right, moving on.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
Another thing we got bang on the head. We told you months ago the Phillies were going to win the World Series this year. And sure enough, another prediction coming true. You know, of course, though, the idiots and the haters out there, you know, with this one, they're saying it's unfair because the Phillies have a high payroll. What? No, they don't. You know, we checked the stats on this, didn't we, Tony?
Yeah. This is just another case of a false narrative. Right before the show, we went to a very reputable salary website, SpoTrack, and it clearly showed the Phillies do not have that high a payroll. They were actually way down on the list at number 4 behind the Mets, the Dodgers, and the Yankees. So if you just look at those 4 teams, the Phillies actually have the lowest payroll.
Great perspective again, Tony. All right, next topic.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
You know, another thing we've been saying for years, NBA talk has become terrible and unlistenable garbage. And you know, JJ Redick over at ESPN, he actually said something today that was finally worthwhile. You know what he said?
Yeah.
Why don't we just play the clip? He made an important suggestion to some of the clowns in our industry. Yeah, listen to this.
I look at the Lakers season that we should treat this season as a celebration of LeBron's individual greatness, because he will at some point hopefully pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and become the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. And that should be what this season is about. Spending all day every day talking about their deficiencies,
no,
that's not great.
You know, he actually has half a good point there. You know, if you ignore the wanting to talk about LeBron stuff, which nobody wants. But, you know, what he's saying there was pretty good. You know, who won or lost the game is totally irrelevant and uninteresting, you know?
Yep.
NBA talk, you know, it used to be better because what people used to talk about was the important stuff, you know, like points per game, career total points, milestones, other things, you know, you'd look up in an almanac and get the history. Right, Tony?
Yeah. I've been saying this is where the NBA should copy bowling and what made bowling so successful. Instead of having teams that nobody cares about, just play the game and see which individual player scores the most points.
Yep.
You know, like Seth Curry hits 3 threes in a row. Wow, turkey.
I could totally see that catching on, Tony.
Yeah.
All right, and let's just go to our last one here.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
You know, normally we don't talk NASCAR on this show because, you know, as you know, it's ratings poison. But there is one story out there we do need to address. NASCAR has suspended a driver, Bubba Wallace, for deliberately bumping into another racer named Kyle Larson. Now, we need to defend Bubba Wallace here because, you know, we've said this for years. It's something I've never understood, Tony. You know, I don't understand why these racers are always just driving in straight lines and circles, you know?
Boring.
Wouldn't it make more sense that you'd actually want to hit the other car and knock him out of the race? You know,
that
seems like an obvious strategy. You know, I think the sport, and I've said this, would be much better if they kept bumping into each other. Isn't that totally obvious, Tony?
Of course. You know, if you really knew anything about racing, you'd know that NASCAR is not the most popular format. The most popular format by far is bumper cars.
Yep.
Whenever I go to a carnival, the longest line is always at the bumper cars. That, to me, is a clear sign of popularity. And frankly, I'm surprised NASCAR hasn't taken notice of it.
You know, I'm just as surprised as you are, Tony. And, you know, I hate to admit this on air, but I can't believe we just gave that idea away for free. You know, if you think about it, that's a $1 billion idea that maybe we should consider doing ourselves.
Yeah, don't steal it or we'll sue you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that wraps with Pauly and Tony were right. And now it's time to bring our guest on the line. So let's what? He's not on the line?
Where is he? Jay?
What, he's running late?
What's he doing?
What's he so busy doing? Yeah, we give him this opportunity to promote his
website.
What
is this, Micah Parsons 2.0?
He's coming in? You know, these writers, Tony, they go on their own clock. They're so slow.
Yeah.
He's too busy blogging the boys or whatever there.
Ugh.
All right. Oh, there he's coming? Oh, well, la-di-da. Great. Well, all right.
Let's
just, Tony, let's just move on. We'll be professional about this. We're going to be professional.
All right, here we go. Veterans of the journalism game.
Here he is. Let's bring our guest on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, our guest, he's the manager and editor-in-chief of Blogging the Boys, which is, again, a terrible name for a website.
Yeah,
don't know who came up with that. Covering the Dallas Cowboys. Also got a podcast, The Ocho, and the SB Nation NFL show, okay? All right, anyway, let's just bring him in. RJ Ochoa, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, guys. Blogging the Boys. It's great for SEO. That's really all we're after, just after those page views. So that was kind of the whole point of the whole thing.
Well, you know, actually, I was hoping that you would apologize for being late. I gave you that option there. You know, it just shows that everyone involved with the Cowboys has terrible clock management.
Yeah, so, we thought it was just Coach McCarthy, but
you know,
you'll
learn to be a little more professional next time. So
failed to challenge the idea that you said, just like Mike McCarthy failed to challenge his spot there in the end of the first half. So that's my bad, too.
All right. Well, I appreciate that attempt at humor, which also reflected the truth. So good for you. All right. Anyway, let's just get to our topic here. All right. You know, idiots out there, they're saying the Eagles, they don't deserve credit for the win over the Cowboys because they beat a quote unquote backup. Now, that just sounds like sour apples to us. You know,
sure does.
If you really look at it, it's harder to beat a backup. OK, you know, there are tons of film. There's tons of film on starters like, you know, Tom Brady. Tons of film on him. Now he's getting exposed and he sucks.
Yeah.
But there's virtually no film on Cooper Rush and the Eagles still destroyed him. So, you know, that was harder to do. Don't you agree?
You know, on the one hand, the Philadelphia Eagles are the only team that Cooper Rush has ever lost to. So you could wear that as some sort of badge of honor.
Yeah.
But I would posit that, you know, Eagles have had a little bit of a tough time beating Dak Prescott. I mean, that's kind of, you know, film or no film. That's kind of been the bugaboo for the Eagles. And so, maybe it worked out this time, but I do think that the Dak kind of changes the calculus.
This time. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Dak changes the calculus. Let me give you some math, okay?
Yeah.
You nerd. All right. So, Dak Prescott, all right, winning percentage around 50%. Cooper Rush came in with 100% and you want to talk to us about math and calculus? What are you talking about?
Cooper Rush was technically unbeatable.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, in the literal world, I suppose I need to reconsider the results of Sunday night.
You talk
why even play the rest of the games?
You talk literal, suppose. What are you, Shakespeare? All right.
Yeah. Well, if the Eagles are beating this guy, that if they're beating the best, why play anymore? You know, what is there left to prove if the Eagles have already proven it all?
I'm sensing a little sarcasm here, Paulie, but
I think exactly. He's trying out more of that humor there. They need that in Dallas because their team
exactly.
sucks. You know, but look, come on. You know, as a writer, you know, you're all about words, right? You people down there, you keep calling Cooper Rush the backup. Okay, he started the previous three games. Doesn't that make him the starter? Tony, tell him your analogy there.
Yeah, RJ, if you go to a restaurant and you order a starter off the menu like potato skins, but then all of a sudden you're just eating the whole meal potato skins, then technically potato skins weren't the starter. They were your entree.
That's so good. There's writing.
There are a lot of people who do that. I don't know if you guys have broken bread with people who try to, you know, I'll just have an appetizer as a meal. I don't need those people in my life.
We don't like those people.
Right. I mean, get a meal. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
all right, we're not here to discuss. That was just an analogy. This is a sports show. This is not TGI Fridays. Stay on topic.
Cooper Rush is the starter.
Well, there's a new starter then for the Cowboys this season, and Dak Prescott. The Eagles haven't beaten that one, so they haven't beaten the current starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Saying, let me get this on record. You're saying that the win isn't that impressive because they didn't beat their mediocre starting quarterback.
Yeah. I'm saying the win is the potato skins of all available options on the menu of the season for the Eagles.
Guess what you are? You're out of options because that kind of take gets you somewhere. And you know where that is? I'm going to Ochoa you the door because we don't need all these crappy takes on
guess
you.
What,
you're
RJ.
Off the show. Go
can
off
I say one
the
thing?
Show somewhere
can
else.
Can
I don't
I
need any
for,
of this.
For two words. Two words as I leave.
What?
Go Padres.
Get out of here. Are you kidding me?
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, this is what we tell you people. The problem with this industry, media bias. Not one objective statement in all of that.
None. His blog should actually be called Kissing Up to the Boys.
There you go, Tony. Great, great one there. Anyway, we're not going to let that ruin what was otherwise a terrific show. But
absolutely.
We do need to thank our good friends at Pennzoil.
Ooh,
and you know...
Oh, no, Producer Jay.
If it isn't one of our not good friends, you're not a friend. What do you want?
Corrections.
What?
Ugh, what?
Okay, you said Dak Prescott has around a 50% career win percentage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually 62%.
Okay, well, that's called rounding.
Yeah.
Yeah, math. Looking
math, learning.
You can't just round down 12%. That's not how statistics work.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to round your life expectancy down to zero.
Yeah. Here's some math for you. You plus less talking equals better.
Number two.
What?
You said the website you used to check MLB payrolls was called SpoTrack?
Yep.
Yeah. Nope. Know it.
It's called SpotTrack.
Oh, yeah? Well... You know what I spot? A total idiot. You.
Yeah. If you were listed on SpoTrack, your salary would be zero.
Yeah. Round down there, too.
Yeah. You're
enough.
Done.
No, last one.
What?
Last one. You said NASCAR should allow their drivers to bump each other like bumper cars?
Yep.
Yeah. Terrific idea.
Way better.
No. Do you realize what would happen if NASCAR drivers bumped into each other at 200 miles per hour? Trust me.
Yeah,
it'd be great.
No, it's a horrible idea.
Yeah, kind of like hiring you.
Yeah, horrible idea was the original name your parents gave you.
Yeah, good one, Tony. Look at him. He's upset there. He's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you could tell that was true based on his reaction. Anyway, that's a good note to go out on, you know. And Tony, another good note. Booked next week, coming on the show. Eagles hero, Nick Foles, coming on.
There
you go. We're looking forward to that. And don't forget to follow us on all our many platforms.
Yeah.
We are huge on social media, as you
You're
probably are.
Blowing up everywhere.
But, hey, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week. Bye.
See ya.